What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and welcome to the Black Is family and to the internet world. Wow, it is this is going to be a special episode of Culture Connection because it is the final episode of Culture Connection in the U.S. before Culture Connection UK launches officially. I am headed to the UK the next day after you hear this podcast. I'll be leaving for the UK, and I'm really excited. I mean, just to get a little taste, you know, brothers flying on Virgin Atlantic, premium economy. Got that business class, you know. I'm a classy brother, so, you know, I couldn't just be economy. I'm also 6'4". That just wasn't going to work for 10 hours. So I had to give myself some leg room. But I can't begin to tell you how excited and grateful and blessed I feel that I am to have this opportunity. I have talked about it takes a village to raise a child, and the idea of the village supporting you, one another, through thick, through thin. I have had such an overwhelming outpour of love and support for this project from my family, my parents, who stepped up immediately and gave the largest donation on online campaign, to folks who are anonymous who've given extremely generous donations, to people I don't even know who just believed in the project, to my friends who have supported me since the days of Hamilton High School Academy of Music. And then my colleagues at Center Theater Group who have really shown me what friendship and colleagueship is. And I just want to thank everybody for your support. It's hard to explain it unless you're in it, but it just feels like you feel like you're in a constant hug, like you're not released. Someone is constantly hugging you and saying here. And I'm so appreciative, you know. I was talking to our head Negress in Charge, shout out to Casey Lehman, about the trip, and she was just saying, Malcolm, what's planned is planned, and you just at this point have to enjoy and just dig in. And I am truly, I'm very moved, and I'm trying not to get emotional because, you know, this is a huge thing for me. This is my first time across the pond. And for those who have never had an opportunity to travel, even outside of your home city, I just would encourage you to make it a life goal to say, I'm either going to travel outside of my city, outside of my state, outside of my region, outside of my country. So I'm really, really grateful for this opportunity. And I love what I do, you know. And if I could make a career out of this, I will. How about that? You know, if I can talk to people about culture and how it inspires me, and talk to others about why what they do inspires them culturally and artistically, it would be a dream come true. And to do it abroad and internationally. And it's so interesting because some things have already come up, and I'm really looking forward to pursuing what those opportunities might be. So I'm really, really excited about what Culture Connection is doing, how we were born, how we are growing. Thank you for your support of Black Is Online. Thank you for all of your love, your comments, your encouragement, your criticism, your constructive criticism. Thank you for everything that you've done to support this endeavor. Now, before I go, I do have to say there are a few things happening in the LA area that I want to make sure people check out. You know, we've got the Memorial Day weekend Reggae Jazz Festival. Please don't forget about Reggae Jazz Festival this year at UCLA. I believe the headliner on Jam Day is Santi Gold. Shout out to Santi Gold. Love her music. Love the band's music. And also Ziggy, Marley, and Damien and Mr. Vegas are on. Or I may be confusing Hollywood Bowl. Either way, there's a lot of Marleys in L.A. over the summer. Can you tell I'm a little excited? A little excited. And I just want to make sure you hit up some music festivals while I'm away in the UK. And also, there's some just great shows happening, like Playwise. You got the Scottsboro Boys at the Amundsen Theater, at Center Theater Group. You have Fraternity at Ebony Repertory Theater. And you definitely don't want to miss that. And then August Wilson's Joe Turner's Come and Gone is also at Center Theater Group at the Mark Tate Perform. So definitely hit those up. I also want to give a huge shout out to the Department of Cultural Affairs, Olga Garay English, the British Council, Simon and Sophie. I also want to give a shout out to Diane Rodriguez, who nominated me for the Cultural Exchange International Fellowship, because without them, I would not be doing this. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, this is just a thank you podcast, and to let you know that Culture Connection will be up and running in the UK. Our hashtag on Twitter is going to be hashtag Culture Connection UK. You can still reach me at Callie Yaley on Twitter, and Black Is Online will also be retweeting all the things that happen. I'm also on Instagram at Callie Yaley, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm planning on doing some tumbling with my Tumblr account, so please be on the lookout, because we're going to be capturing this whole experience for you and bringing the UK and the artistry that exists within the African diaspora back here to the States. So thank you again. And I just want to remind everybody to remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And as always, peace. See you in the UK. Culture Connection.